brothers and sisters?
我们还是很习惯的四散天下。
We're always spreading out.
对，我希望我们能够像以色列人一样，都回到耶路撒冷。
I hope we can all, like the Israelites, gather toward Jerusalem.
对，旁边的过来嘛。
Can we move to the middle sections?
过来，坐到中间来。 亲热一点，远了距离太远，你觉得很冷漠哈。我们聚在一起。圣经说，爱弟兄要什么？亲热，对，远远的温度起不来啊。The Bible
says, loving our brothers and need to be intimate.
对，谢谢你们的合作。
Thank you for your cooperation.
今天我的题目比较长啊。My
title this morning is kind of long.
对，你们想不到的时候，神的儿子要再临。The
Son of Man is coming again at an hour when you do not think he might.
对吧？那这首这一节其实是主耶稣的，在他马太福音里面，24章讲的。
This is actually one of the verses in Matthew 24.
那我今天的负担呢，就是因为主耶稣这一句话讲两次。
Because Jesus said this twice, so I have a burden.
圣经中每一次主耶稣讲话，如果他开始重复一次、两次或者三次的话，就告诉我们一件事。
Whenever Jesus repeated his words once, twice, or even three times, that's emphasizing on one thing.
你在圣经里面有的时候会读到一句话，我实实在在的告诉你们，有没有这样的话？
So you might have read this in the Bible. Verily, verily, I tell you.
英文圣经是这样翻 ，verily, verily. 我们中文圣经是实实在在。在原文的话就是。 阿门，阿门，讲两次，阿门，阿门。
So, despite the Chinese and English translations, the original language actually says "Amen, Amen" twice.
所以每次主耶稣要重复的一件事情，他一定是要表明我要讲的这句话是什么，非常重要，所以他在重复。Whenever
Jesus repeats what he says, of course he wants to express how important that is.
所以我们。 现在今天讲的这个题目，你们想不到的时候，神的儿子要再临这句话，是在马太福音24章里面重复两次。So
this title today, like when the Son of Man is coming again at an hour that you don't anticipate, that is spoken twice by Jesus in Matthew 24.
这段话是我们熟悉的，我们一起来读马太福音24章，我要从。 36节读到44节
This is actually a very familiar passage by all of us, and so let's read from Matthew 24. We'll read from verses 36 to 42.
好，中英文一起来哈。
Let's read Chinese English together.
但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，
no one knows，
连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
挪亚的日子怎样，人必就要来。也要怎样。从洪水、吃喝、嫁娶，直到挪亚进入方舟的那日，不知不觉，洪水来了，把他们都冲去。然后，人子将也要这样。那时，then there will be two men in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. This is one passage.
这一段是主耶稣亲自讲到，他有一天要再来。Then
this is what Jesus personally said. One day he will come again.
而且他讲得很清楚。And
he clearly said.
那个日子是几月几号？没有人知道。
The day and the time, nobody knows.
主耶稣应该 suppose 是知道万事，对吧？
Yes, Jesus is supposed to know everything.
可是耶稣说，这件事我也不知道。
But Jesus said, this thing I do not know either.
只有谁知道？他说，只有父知道。
Only the Father knows.
那我们就知道，这是宇宙中的什么？最高的机密。
This is the highest secret in
the universe. 连耶稣都不知道。
Even Jesus did not know.
所以主对我们讲到他再来的那一天，只有父知道是哪一个日子。
So Jesus said, the day of his second coming, only the Father knows.
对吧？所以他对我们的要求是什么呢？警醒预备。
So what did he ask of us?
你就要假设是什么？
Be alert and be prepared.
什么时候都可以。
You gotta assume it could be any day.
好。这是我们刚刚读的一段，讲到要我们所有他的门徒们都有一个警醒等候主随时可以回来的这样的心态。
So this was the passage that we just read to state that all of us need to have this attitude in the heart to be alert and prepare for Jesus to come back anytime.
对，然后主耶稣继续往下讲。
And then Jesus continues.
来到第二段。
The second passage.
第二段呢是专门对着教会的这些有责任的牧人说的。
That passage was specifically spoken to those people in church who have responsibility.
因为从四十五节一直到五十一节是专门对神在教会中所设立的这些牧者，你们要注意一件特别重要的事。
So from verses 45 to 51, Jesus was specifically speaking to those like servants in the church, those pastoral staff.
好，我们读从四十五节到五十一节，跟刚刚一样，我们中英文一起来念。
Let's read this passage together, just as we did in both in English and Chinese together.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if the evil slave says in his heart, my master is not coming for a long time, and begins to bear his fellow slaves and eat and drink with drunkards, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour which he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
好，这一段也是讲到不知道的时辰，那个主人就会回来。
This passage also mentions it is an unknown time that the master will return.
所以他要求他的仆人干什么？要能够忠心有见识。
So he wanted his servants to be faithful and sensible.
怎么理解这一句话？忠心又有见识。
How do you understand and interpret this phrase? You know, be faithful and sensible.
他说。主耶稣下面说，这是管理家里的人按时分粮给他们。
As Jesus continued with the phrase that in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time.
我现在在家里面做一件事，就是按时分粮。
Currently, when I'm at home, I do this one thing of giving food at the proper time.
八点半有早餐，十二点半有午餐，六点半有晚餐。按时分粮。
So 8:30 breakfast, 12:30 lunch, and 6:30 dinner have to be at the proper time.
那这个，如果我能够每天每一顿饭都准时的安排好，这个叫什么？叫忠心。
If I do this every day and for every meal, that is called faithful.
但是每天都是烧饼油条，或者每天都是稀饭。这是不是叫忠心呢？
But if I only get like the plain bread and just the porridge every day.
时间上来讲是你很忠心，每一到时候你都 serve， 但是每天都一模一样的东西，那这个叫做没见识。
他 timing-wise, then it's, yeah, you're serving all the food at the proper time, but if you're always giving the same food or same menu, then that's not really sensible.
对吧？你要能够安排不同的东西，有营养的东西，这才叫有见识。
Because you want to try to provide a diverse kinds of food and with nutritions, then that's sensible, faithful and sensible.
这是神对每一个神的仆人非常重要的一个要求。
That's an important demand of our Lord Jesus Christ to all his servants.
我是1971年来美国的。
I came to the United States in 1971.
到现在50多年了，对吧？
It's been over 50 years.
我是在这50多年看见美国的众教会怎么样子被神兴起，在这一个50年的五六十年的这个时段里头。
During those 50 plus years, I've witnessed how God has raised multiple churches.
对。在70年代刚刚好是越战在打的，70年代初是越战打的这个非常厉害，然后全国美国的全国都起来反战。
In the early 70s, it was the Vietnam War time, and so the anti-war sentiment was significant.
那个时候的时代的特征出来一个词汇叫做 hippie， 听过没有？
So the characteristics of that era is hippie. You may have heard of that.
对吧？这一群人就在那个时代，因着反战，就变成一批 hippie 的年轻人，起来上街游行，反对打越战。
So this group of hippies, they were anti-war, and so they went on to give demonstrations on the streets and to anti the war.
可是神也就在那个时代里面做很稀奇的工作，神的灵就在这一批年轻人中间就有福音传开。
But God also did amazing work among these group of young people. The gospel actually spread out among these people.
这些人非常的颓废， on drug， 就是吸毒。
They were actually quite depressed and many of them were on drug.
然后就是每天的生活就是潦倒啊，就是就我们用中文来讲啊，躺平啊，躺平是现代语言，那个时候没有躺平这个词。总而言之，神就在这样的一个颓废的文化里头就开始一个福音的大复兴。
During that very down kind of turn and people doing nothing kind of time, God actually started this great work of revival.
对，那个时候有一个很重要的教派叫做charismatic.
So there was one important denomination.
No, 不是个 denomination， 就是一个 movement.
A movement called a charismatic movement.
听过这个词的没有？
Have you heard of that word, charismatic movement?
也是不多哈。因为你们都还年轻，那个时候不在。
Very few people heard of it because you're mostly young.
那就在这个年轻人的颓废文化里头，就开始一个很稀奇的福音运动。那很多年轻人就因着这样就得救了。
During that depressive environment, in that depressive culture time, and then the Actually, a lot of God started this gospel work, and a lot of the young people were saved.
灵恩运动的第三波
So that was kind of the third wave of the charismatic movement.
那这个运动不单单是在年轻人中间是如此，其实在许多成年人中、老年人中也是很大的复兴。
That movement not only touched the young people, but also it caused a major revival among elder people too.
对。美国当然有很多的大的基督教的教派。
Of course, the United States has many different Christian denominations.
比如说长老会、浸信会等等等等。
Like so like Methodist Episcopal Church and
Baptist,
yeah, Baptist church,
对
etc.
Methodist 就是所以这个卫理公会，对吧？
Methodist.
那这些教派在那个年代多的800万人。
So during that time, those churches, the large ones, were over 800 people.
800, a million.
Oh, 800万, a million people. Sorry.
这个是Lutheran, yeah, 这个 Lutheran 教派。
So, yeah, the Lutheran churches had over 8 million
people. 那少的也有300万、500万这么多的，在不同其他的 denomination 里头。
The smaller denominations, they had like 3 million or 5 million people.
所以70年代80年代是美国基督徒应该是有一个高峰高潮。
So in the 70s and 80s actually witnessed this kind of a revival time and it was a high point.
也有像我们教会这种所谓的evangelical 福音派。
There are also the evangelical churches like ours.
在四处兴起来。
It was coming up at various places.
好，五十年过去了。
So 50 years have gone by.
你们猜是什么结果？五十年后。
So how is it like 50 years later?
啊，你们没有注意哈？你看我们做的这副样子就知道，就
Just take a look
这就是美基督教在美国整个的情形就是这副样子。
This is very much a true reflection of the reality of current day Christianity in the U.S.
大大的下降。
It's really going downturn.
对，你现在听，你们在美国如果注意这些不同教派，神在那个年代兴起很多很多的传道人，有名的传道人。
If you paid any attention to it during those earlier years, and God actually raised lots of preachers.
那他们那个时候，成高峰的时候，这些。有名的传道人在他们的手下都有10万到20万人的这样的群体跟着这样的一个神的仆人被带起来。
During that high points, many of those famous preachers have over 100,000 or 200,000 followers and learned disciples.
是，但是。现在五十年过去了。
But 50 years later,
我最近所听见的，我以前七零年代、八零年代、九零年代耳濡目染的这些名传道人，今天纷纷一个接一个的怎么样，出事儿。
I heard recently that many of those famous preachers in the 70s and 80s and 90s, now they all had various problems.
对，我们来到了现在的所谓的，这个二十一世纪现在来到了二零年代，对吧？你在基督教的这些网页上看到的都是，某某人出事了，某某人怎么样了，某某人怎么样了，是一片让人心里面害怕。
Now in the 21st century, you often see on the web that they're.The news about those famous preachers encountering problems.
对，所以这句话，耶稣问，谁是忠心、有见识的管家，变成非常重要怎么回答的问题？因为主人有一天要怎么样回来，要问这些仆人们。
So this question that Jesus posed.Who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom is master put in charge?
神要找他的仆人算账。
Because God will ask his servants to settle accounts.
神也要问每一个基督徒要交账的。
God will ask also every Christian to settle accounts.
今天主再回来，他不但要找每一个圣，就是神的仆人要算账。神也要对每一个蒙恩的神的儿女也要怎么样算账。
When the Lord comes back again, he is not only gonna settle account with his servants, but also every one of his children.
那你现在所看到的基督教的局面来说的话，你心里面会怎么样颤抖
When you see the overall situation of Christianity, your heart trembles.
这是一个普遍的下降的光景，跟我在70年代、80年代所看见的美国的基督徒的光景是两码子事。
The general situation is a downhill, going downhill. It's completely opposite from what I observed in the 70s and 80s.
所以我才会讲这篇今天讲的信息。
That's why I wanted to preach my message today.
这个信息说，因为神的儿子要再临，我们对我们这个时代需要有一个反思，到底现在，我们的情形如何？
So because Jesus is coming back again, we need to really reflect on our current day.
对，几个礼拜前我讲了一篇道，叫做2025年怎么样？好，你们全还我了。
A few weeks ago, I gave a sermon. It's titled, Do you remember, What About 2025? And?
是需要注意的一年。
It's a year to pay attention.
对，今年是非常大的事情，一样一样的发生。
There are many major events that have happened in this year.
对吧？你如果记得我我很少放这个投影片在荧幕上，那一天我放了很多。
I rarely put up projecting any slides here, but that day I actually projected several slides. Those of you who are here, please raise your hand.
三分之二。
So it's 2/3.
对，你们一定要上去把这篇翻出来看，听啊，在网上有。
Yeah, please go on our church website and listen to it if you haven't.
对，因为那天我提了很多重要的事情。
Because I really mentioned many important things.
那今天呢，我讲这篇信息的时候，我还要补遗，听得懂吗？
Today I wanted to add some supplemental information.
对，有更多的事情我要把它提出来，都是在今年发生的。
There are additional events that have occurred in this year.
而且我提的这些事情都是跟圣经的预言讲到他的再来怎么样发生关系。
All the events that I mentioned have something to do with God's prophecy that he was coming again, Jesus is coming again.
刚刚我们读的主对他的仆人所要求的就是说，我要找到这个忠心有见识的管家是按时怎么样分粮。
We just read that God wants his faithful and sensible slave to provide a good food at a proper time.
是吧，不但要有的吃，而且这个吃必须在跟那个时间是怎么样配合的。
Not only should you give food, but also the food needs to be given at a proper time.
按照那个时候，教会需要什么，你把信息讲出来。
Whenever the church has a special need, you will give the message.
对，所以我讲今年很重要，为什么我的信息里面就带出来了。
I told you that this year is super important. Why? Because I already gave you that message.
今天我要给你们讲两个重要的事情。
Today I wanted to mention two important events.
好。创世纪第二章的时候，创世纪第二章。
Chapter 2.
对，这个那一天是第二章里面讲到亚当夏娃堕落的那个故事，我们都很熟悉的。
Genesis 2 talks about how Adam and Eve fell.
对吧？有没有在？
We're all very familiar with that story.
二章十六节、十七节，耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可以吃，因为吃的日子必定死。”
So Genesis 2:16 and 17 says, The Lord God commanded the man, saying, From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有什么？智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
So 3:6. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate.
这件事就说出人类怎么堕落的。
This talks about how the mankind fell.
对不对？神说这一棵树上果子不可以吃，吃的日子必定死，这是神的吩咐。
God commanded that you shall not eat from this tree, this particular tree. The day you eat of it, you will surely die.
那人的堕落怎么堕落的呢？
But how did man fall?
刚刚我们念的那一句话，就神就把人怎么堕落的原因写在圣经上。
This passage we just read.Talked about the exact reason how man fell.
凡是你注意看人类，我们从小长大，家里的成长的过程，你看你的孩子，凡是你说不可以的，人家就特别有兴趣。
You see, when you grow up, pay attention to the children in your household. Whatever parents tell them not to do certain things, they're super interested in doing that particular thing.
对吧？爸爸妈妈对孩子从来没有讲坏话，但是你讲的这些重要的话。孩子就是这边进去那边出来，而且一定要问为什么。
Parents would never tell the kids anything bad, but oftentimes kids, whenever the parents are telling them the important things, it's like one ear in and the other out. So how did man fall?
那第一，
how did man fall?
那个果子啊，哎，看起来特别好吃。
First, because they see, they saw the tree was good for food.
吃好吃，眼睛看起来也舒服。
And it was also delight. It's a delight to the eyes.
然后下面有一句话很重要。
Then the next sentence is super important.
能使人有智慧。
And it was desirable to make one wise.
啊，这是一切的关键。
See, that's the key.
哎，你说智慧不是很好吗？为什么不
？You might think, well, being wise isn't that a good thing? Why shouldn't we eat from?
这个智慧跟神要给我们的智慧是两码子事情。
But this wisdom is far different from the wisdom that God wants us to have.
一个是从神来的智慧，那是生命树所代表的。
The tree of life represents the wisdom that God wants us to have.
因为生命树是预表谁？
Because the tree of life represents Christ.
那耶稣来的时候，圣经里面说得很清楚。他就是神。
When Jesus came, the Bible said it very clearly that He is the wisdom of God.
这是神真正要给人的智慧，可是人拒绝这个。
That's the wisdom that God wants to give to people.
我们要的是
mankind refused it.
知识善恶树的智慧。
We wanted that wisdom from the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil.
对。这个是人要的 抓的这个东西。
This is what we man wants to grasp.
不但他们夫妻两个犯罪堕落了，离开了神。
Not only the first couple fell
and left God. 然后你到
了
创世纪十一章往下继续读的时候。
If you continue to read Genesis to chapter 11.
对，第十一章第那一段圣经就讲到人在地上建了什么，巴别塔。
Chapter 11 talks about how man started to set the Babel, Tower of Babel on earth.
对，我们来念这段圣经第三节到第四节。
Let's read this passage from chapter 11, verses 3 and 4.
他们彼此商量说，来吧，我们要做砖，把砖烧透了。他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石漆当灰泥。他们说，来吧。我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。
They said to one another, Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they used bricks for stone, and they used tar for mortar. They said,Come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name. Otherwise, we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth.
这一段圣经就是整个人类人文主义科学精神的代表。
This passage is the representation of the entire humanitarianism and the scientific.
首先，材料是什么？
What is the material? What was the material?
砖。
You use the bricks and.
砖跟石头有什么差别？
And stone. So what's the difference between bricks and stone?
石头是神造的。
The stone was made by God.
砖呢？
A brick.
人造的。
Made by man.
对吧？所以它的材料的这个内涵不一样，人就是拿砖来造，不管房子也好，塔也好，这是用人的智慧、聪明、人的知识汇总起来，造一座城，造一座塔。
So the materials are entirely different. So the bricks represents the human wisdom, and whereas the stone is God's creation. So regardless of the city or the towers that they were building, they were trying to use the human wisdom and their own talents to do things.
五六千年前人造的时候，他就是要造城与塔，这个塔叫做巴别塔。
So as long as 6,000 years ago, mankind wanted to build city and the tower.
你看到今天人类今天所有的物质文明，你看到处你看到的是什么？你在纽约看见的，在我们西雅图看见的都是什么？高楼大厦，对吧？
See today as you look at the mankind's the civilization, you know, the material civilization, what do you see? When you go to New York, you see all those, you know, skyscrapers.
对，我们西雅图有一个是什么？ Space Needle.
Seattle has the Space Needle.
啊？
Do you know which year was it built?
是六二年世博会造的。
It was in 1962 when the World Trade Show was here.
对吧？
Exhibit was here in Seattle.
这个灵，这一个巴别塔的灵，从创世纪的十一章一直到今天，有没有改变？没有改变。
So the spirit of the Tower of Babel has never changed since the time of the Genesis 11 to today.
对，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们从圣经的话语里头，我们不单单读了它的故事。
When we read the Bible, not only do we read the stories,
你要从故事的后面要抓到它，神要提醒我们的那个灵。
We should also remember to understand what God, the spirit behind the stories that God wants to remind us of.
好，当神看见人走上这条叫做错误的路，对吧？
When God saw the man went on this wrong path,
神干不干预？
Did he interfere? He
surely did. 好，那我们就继续往下读到第六节。
So let's continue to read verse 6.
怎么会变成诗歌了呢？第六节。
Genesis 11:6.
Mm-hmm. 对对对对，第六节。好，耶和华说：“看哪，他们成为一样的人民，都是一样的言语。如今既做起这事，以后他们所要做的事，就没有不成就的了。”
The Lord said, Behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language, and this is what they began to do, and now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them.
我们下去，在那里变乱他们的口音，使他们的言语彼此不通。
Come, let us go down, and there confuse their language.
于是耶和华使他们从那里分散在全地上，他们就停工，不造那城了。
So that they will not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city.
好，第九节我们一起念。
So let's read verse 9 together. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth.
你们在网上有没有看过，或者你们有人在用一个软件叫做 Babel？
Have you ever used a software?
用过人举手。
Have you seen it?
是什么软件？
Yeah, online there's a
翻译的学语言的
app called Babbel.
对
，there's an app.
啊 ，anti Bible 啊。语言的分散，从圣经的角度，是因为神要干预人。如果他们联合在一起，他们用他们的知识与聪明，会走上一条自以为通天可以做神的路。
So the confusion of language was an interference from God to stop people from using their own wisdom and using their own talents to go onto this wrong path which they thought would go all the way to heaven.
对吧？塔顶通天什么意思？就是人要从地达到什么？天用什么方法？人的方法。
Remember what they're saying, they're building this tower that's going to go all the way to the heaven. So they were trying to use their own ways to reach into heaven.
神造人是要让人跟神联合。
God created man to have men be united with God.
这是神要人选生命树的那个图画所代表的。
That's the reason that's the actual representation of that picture that God asked men to choose the tree of life.
但是人拒绝了。
But man refused it.
所以人的精神就是说精神文明嘛，他所选的这条路是一个不要神的路。
So the so-called man's spiritual civilization, or they chose not to follow God.
所以从亚当到今天，这个原则是一直没有变的。
So from Adam's day to now, this basic principle did not change.
我们人类一直有一个梦，这个梦就是什么？人定胜天。
Man always has that dream that man can overcome heaven.
人可以创造一个我们认为乌托邦的理想世界。
We think we can create a ideal world of utopia.
那人一成功就想做什么？
What would man want to do when they're successful?
当人有钱有财有势。
When someone is rich and powerful and has status,
他就想自己做什么？
What do they want to do?
做神了吗？
They want to be God.
我们还没有到那个地步，所以你们说不出来。
Well,
当你那一天有权有势有钱，
we don't have that much
你就想做神，
or money,
这是必然的。
Well, one day, if you happen to be in that position, then you are going to be want to be God.
对吧？
That's for sure.
你们好像没有这个体会啊。
you don't have that experience, obviously.
好。那么今天人的情形是什么？
So what's the situation of a modern day people?
那圣经老早预言了，告诉我们将来的世界会怎么样。
The Bible clearly prophesied long time ago.
我们来读启示录十三章。
Let's read from Genesis 13.
对，启示录三章。
Genesis 13.
这个启示录十三章啊，是神告诉我们，在他儿子第二次回来之前，地上会有的光景。
Genesis 13 describes the situation on earth that's gonna what's gonna happen before his son's second coming.
在这个旧约的但以理书。神曾经给但以理一个很重要的启示，叫做七十个七。
In the book of Daniel, in the Old Testament, God had an important revelation given to Daniel about the 77s.
但以理所在的时代是以色列人亡国被掳到巴比伦做亡国奴的时代。
The time Daniel was in was at a time when the Israelites were, their country was captured by other people and they were captured to other nations.
但以理跟他的朋友是第一批被掳的，有，怎么讲，有聪明有智慧的一批少年人。
Daniel was among the first group of people who were captivated and moved to Babylon. And they were the smart and intelligent people. Most of the Jews at that time were Israelites after they were captivated, that they were moved to go to those labor camp.
But
those first group of the young people were chosen, these very few of them, were chosen to be educated in the emperor's, in the temple. But that group of elites, they did not be corrupted. They did not get corrupted by the culture of Babylonians. They actually still feared God. If you read the book of Daniel, you know how these young people feared God. So God gave his revelations to Daniel.
那这些意象不但关乎当时的时代,
those revelations not only explains about it was had anything to do with that days, but also it pertains to the future days.
我们读圣经预言的人, 这一卷书是必读的。
So for those who read about the biblical prophecies, this book is a must read.
对，那现在我要讲的是中间有一个预言叫做七十个七。
So what I wanted to talk about is that prophecy among in that book called 77s.
那么神要告诉以色列人，你们虽然亡国，但是神在他的 将来的计划上，你们还是会有怎么讲？神有在你们身上，还有他的旨意要实现。
If God wanted to tell the Israelites that even though at that time they had lost their country, but God still had His will for them.
因为神还要从你们中间兴起一个弥赛亚。In
the future, a Messiah will be raised among them.
叫做那受膏者，那个词叫做 the Messiah.
The word is called the Messiah.
这是前面69个七要达完成的。
That was to be accomplished during the first
69 sevens. 就是当这一个 the Messiah， 就这受膏者，有一天他来到地上，然后他完成神救赎他，救给他的救赎的使命，他死的那一天。 就是这个69个七结束的那一天。
The Messiah will come to earth and accomplish the God's will of salvation. And the day of his death would be the timing of the 60th, of the 69th of the 7th.
这个 the Messiah 就是指耶稣基督说的，对不对？
So you got to pay attention that the Messiah refers to Jesus.
而但以理这个人 得到这个意象的时候,
but Daniel, when he received that revelation,
耶稣来了没有?
When he received that vision, did
还有,
Jesus,
还要多久?
Was Jesus
here?
No, it was at least 600 years before Jesus' time. That's why this book is just marvelous. This Bible is extremely marvelous. Things that haven't happened,
神老早先预告,
God has already prophesied.
到了时候，它就要发生。
And when the time comes, it will come to pass.
旧约的时代是如此, 新约的时代仍然如此。
It's so in the Old Testament time, and still is such in the New Testament time.
就后来就要剩下最后一个七, 69个七都过去了, 在耶稣第一次来上十字架的时候, 全部应验。
So the first 69th, 7th have already been accomplished, you know, prior to Jesus' going onto the cross.
然后讲到最后一个七,
now it refers, now we're talking about the last 7.
还是跟耶稣有关系, 要跟他的第二次来发生关系。
The last 7 is still relevant to Jesus,
好,
and that has to do with his second coming.
但是这个耶稣第二次要来之前, 地上将有一个七年。
But before Jesus' second coming, there would be 7 years on earth.
在这个七年中间，有重要的人物出现。
Important figures will appear during those 7 years.
那个时候，神给他讲到这个意象的时候，这个人物名字很奇怪，叫做行毁坏可憎的，这是很怪的一个名字。
God gave Daniel the vision about this figure, this person. It's actually called the person of abomination and detestation.
他的出现跟第三圣殿有关系。
This person's appearance has to do with the third temple.
对，他与许多人签合约。
He will set up covenants with many people.
这是第七年的开始。
That is the beginning of the 7 years.
到三年半，就是这个期的中间的三年半的时候。
Then in three and a half years.
这个人物要站在圣地，叫祭祀停止。
This person will stand in the holy place and stop the offering.
对，那到了别的新约时代，保罗也好，约翰也好，就把这个细节再讲出来。
In the New Testament, and the Paul and John all spoke about more details of this.
那这个人在三年半的时候，他不但叫圣殿里头的这个祭司停止。他要在圣殿里自称自己是什么？神，要人拜他。
So at that time of the three and a half years, he would not only stop the offering of sacrifices in the temple, but also he will self-proclaim as God.
主耶稣在马太二十四章讲到他第二次来的时候，他也讲到同一件事。
And Jesus also talked about the same thing in Matthew 24.
然后他说你们看见这件事情的时候赶快干嘛逃。
And Jesus said, when you see these things, escape.
对吧，这是主耶稣对以色列人的预告。
That's what Jesus prophesied to the Israelites.
今天我要让大家来看刚刚我们读的这一个启示录的第十三章的时候。
So today I wanted to talk to you about, you know, what we just read, Revelation 13.
在约翰的异象中间，他看见。
In John's vision, he saw.
有一个兽。
He saw a beast.
有两个兽，实际上。
He actually saw two
beasts. 刚刚我们念的是第二个兽。
We read about the second beast.
我们是从十一节读起的。
We started reading from verse 11.
前面你如果有空，今天回家读，尤其你睡不着的话，赶快读。
If you have time today when you get home, especially if you can't go
to
sleep, the first, so read the first part of chapter 13.
对，它是从海上来。
It talked about the first,
然后说这个兽
beast came from the sea.
七个头，十个脚。
Had 7 heads and 10 horns.
对，那个我们叫它叫第一基督。
So that we call it Antichrist.
对。这个这是第一个兽。
So that's the first beast.
好，我的今天的重点不是讲第一个兽，我的重点是第二个兽。
My focus
就是现在
today is not the first beast, but the second beast. So this,
好，我们来念
念，
从十一节念到十八节。
Let's read from verse 11 to 18.
我又看见另有一个兽从地中上来，有两个脚如同羔羊，说话好像龙。英文。
Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon.
他在头一个兽面前施行头一个兽所有的权柄，并且叫他和住在地上的人拜那死伤医好的头一个兽。
He exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he makes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound was healed.
又行大奇事，甚至在人面前叫火从天降在地上。
He performs great things so that he even makes fire come down out of heaven to the earth in the presence of men.
他因此因赐给他权柄，在兽面前能行奇事， 就迷惑住在地上的人说，要给那受刀伤还活着的兽做个像。
And he deceives those who dwell on the earth because of the signs which it was given him to perform in the presence of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and has come to life.
又有权柄赐给他，兽像有生气，并且能说话，又叫所有不拜兽像的人都被杀害。
And it was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast would even speak and cause as many as do not worship the image of the beast to be killed.
他又叫众人，无论大小、贫富、自主的、为奴的，都在右手上或是在额上受一个印记。
And he causes all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free men and the slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead.
除了那受印记，有了兽的名，或有兽名数目的，都不得做买卖。
And he provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell, except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name.
这样，在这里，有智慧的，凡有聪明的，可以计算兽的数目，因为这是人的数目，它的数目是666。
Here is wisdom.Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number is that of a man, and his number is 666.
这是老约翰，耶稣十二个门徒中间的那一个，活得最久的，他被当时罗马的皇帝，窦米田，放逐在巴摩海岛。
This was from John, one of the 12 disciples of Jesus, the one who lived the longest. He was exiled to the island of Patmos at that time.
对，他看了八个大的异象。
And he received 8 great visions.
那这是其中之一。
This was one of it.
这个兽，这里两个兽。
So here talks about 2 beasts.
我给他两个名字。
The second one.
第一个兽从海中来的那个兽叫做敌基督。
The first beast came from the sea, that was Antichrist.
这个兽从路上来，我叫它假先知。
The second beast came from the land, and I would refer to him as the false prophet.
是在耶稣第二次来之前要出现在这个地球上。
Both figures would appear on this earth before Jesus' second coming.
那第一个兽，那个敌基督，那是我们刚刚提了，在但以理书我们讲的77里头提到他，他的那个兽的名字叫做行毁坏可憎。
So first, the first beast, the Antichrist, was mentioned in the book of Daniel. That was the person of the abomination. This is the second one.
现在我们要注意的是第二个兽，这个假先知。
We're focusing on the second beast, the false prophet.
他在那个七年中间，就是这两位在这个世界叫做狼狈为奸，合作无缝。
During those 7 years, these two beasts were on the earth and they were doing bad things together. They cooperate with each other.
也是一个 trinity.
It's also like a trinity.
真神、父、子、圣灵，对吧？
So the real God has the trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now at the end time,
你也看到另外一个 trinity.
You see another trinity.
谁？撒旦。
It's Satan.
假基督。
The Antichrist.
什么？
And the false prophet.
他们也形成一个黑暗世界的Trinity.
They form a Trinity of the dark world.
好，那我要请大家注意这一个假先知他的特色。
Now I want you to pay attention to the characteristics of this false prophet.
他说，他有两个脚像羊羔。
It says he has two horns that looks like a lamb.
可是他一开口讲起话来呢，像个龙。
But when he spoke, he was like a dragon.
那什么意思？
What does that mean?
他只要不要讲话，你看他像羊羔，很温柔。
If he is silent, he looked like a lamb, very gentle.
对，但是他一开口的时候呢，讲的话是。龙就代表谁
？But when he spoke, he spoke like a dragon, which represents Satan.
嗯，好。然后他有特异功能啊。
And he also has special, you know, talents.
对，这个人可以叫火怎么样，从天降下。
He's able to send fire from heaven.
你如果读别的启示录的时候，他会讲那个时候地上会有。两个见证人
If you read other chapters of the book of Revelation, you will read about two witnesses on earth at that time.
那两个见证人也会有行神迹奇事，所以这样就对起来对着干。
Were also able to perform signs and miracles, so they were like opposing forces.
那现在这个人要为这个受了刀伤死伤的这一个前面第一个受要给他造势听得懂吗
So here the second beast is trying to make, you know, propaganda for the first beast who was wounded.
这个做敌基督的这个人是我们圣经叫他叫敌基督，但是他出现在人类的这个舞台上的时候，他绝对不会说我是叫做敌基督，绝对不是这样讲。
So,Although this figure, the first beast, the Bible refers to him as an antichrist. Of course, when he appears in the human, like the historical stage of human history, you're not going to know this person's name as antichrist.
注意，想一想。
Think about this.
这个人是跟第三圣殿有关。
This person has to do with the third temple.
对吧？当第三圣殿被 造起来以后，就开始犹太人要干嘛？献祭。
When the third temple is built, the Israelites will make offerings.
那么献祭的，那么献了多久呢？就是头三年半。
When they offer sacrifices, it'll last for three and a half years. The first three and a half years.
当三年半到的时候。
When the time finishes.
他就跑到圣殿里面去。
This person will go into the temple
下令不准献祭了
and command that the offerings be
然后保罗告诉我他要坐在神的殿中自称自己是神
and Paul told us that he will be sitting in the temple of God and proclaiming he is God
好我要大家用你的想象力猜一下
so I want you to use your imagination toGuess.
他有什么资格跑到圣殿里
？What kind of qualifications would he have to go into the temple?
他有什么资格能够坐在圣殿里面自称自己是神
？What kind of qualifications would he have to be sitting in the temple and proclaim that he was God?
犹太人接不接纳他
？And amazingly, the Jewish people, the Israelites, actually accepted.
世界的人接不接纳他
？Would the world accept him? Yes, they also.
好。如果你要被犹太人接纳，他可以到圣殿里面，可以坐在神的宝座上。
If one wants to be
accepted
by the Jewish people and also able to enter into the temple and sit on the throne of God and proclaiming that he is God,
他必须是什么？在犹太人的眼
光。He must be what kind of background?
他必须是。在犹太人的眼光中是弥赛亚，对不对
？So in the Jewish people's eyes, that person has to be the Messiah.
对吧？犹太人到今天都说耶稣不是弥赛亚，他们把耶稣弃绝钉十字架，这是犹太人对耶稣的态度。
So even today, the Jewish people wouldn't acknowledge that Jesus was the Messiah.Jesus is the Messiah. They would not acknowledge that.
犹太人一直在等，终于等到一天，他们可以建了圣殿了。
The Jews are still waiting, and until like one day, if they can finally build the temple,
一定要有什么？有弥赛亚，献祭当然了。
Of course, once you have the temple, you need to have the Messiah.
对吧？所以犹太人那一天是绝对对这一个，我们叫他叫敌基督，是叫做怎么样？服服敬拜啊，这个是假。假的耶稣啊,
That's why on that day, what we refer to as Antichrist will be someone that the Jews would really bow down and worship.
对不对?
That's the false Christ.
面无表情, 我看,
Do you understand? It's a false Christ.
我跟你讲那么仔细是因为这件事情要迷惑地上所有的人。
I tell you this so carefully in such detail because this is an event that's going to deceive so many people.
他说，耶稣自己说，他会行许多的大神迹、大奇事，连选民都怎么样，被迷惑了。迷惑什么意思？
The Bible recorded that Jesus himself said this person's going to perform so many signs and miracles.
你当真的了？
And
真的呢？
Even the chosen people are going to
真假全部倒。倒挂了。
Even the chosen people are going to be deceived because the false person he'll appear like real, and then the real will look like false. So that's called deception. Are we deceived today? Let me ask you: Do you know if you're a man or a woman?
美国的那个最高法院的大法官中间有几个是女的，对不对？中间有一个女的，当她要 confirm 她是不是大法官的时候。Senator 就问他，你可不能给女人下个定义啊？对不起，我没有办法下定义，女人没有办法下定义啊。这你就可以知道，现在是一个完全男女不分、是非不明的一个时代，这叫做全部什么倒挂的世界。
So the Superior Court of the United States actually, you know, when they were confirmed,
Supreme Court judge.
Supreme Court judge, yeah. So, one of the lady judge, they want during the confirmation, one of the Congress and Senator asked her whether she could give a definition of a woman. She said, "I can't." So think about this. Today's world, we don't even know what is man and woman.
什么是男人，什么女人，连最高法院的法官都说不清楚。
Even the Superior Court judge cannot give a clear definition of man versus woman.
从远东到这边移民，把你们的孩子放在学校，他们这些孩子在学校受的教育就是这种教育。
So you have brought your kids from Asia to the United States and put them in schools to receive education. Now you know this is the kind of education they're receiving.
他们自己要变性，男的要做女的，女的要做男的。
They want to change their sex and sexual identity. Men want to be women and women want to be men.
我们会说，哎，我们有这个问题，但是你的孩子有这个问题。
You might say,
你的孙子、孙女有这个问题。
Problem, but your children might or your grandchildren might.
对不对？所以这个迷惑的灵正在横扫整个的世界。
So this deceiving spirit is really taking over the entire world.
刚刚我说了，五十年来，地上在美国的许多大的教派，许多的有名的传道人，他们今天你五十年过了以后看见的都是走下坡。为什么？因为教会被世界怎么样同化了。
I mentioned earlier that in the past 50 years, all the you know, previously such famous preachers, and now in recent years, it's all over the past 50 years, it was all going downhill because church has been assimilated into the world. In order to invite more people to come to church,
他们不再讲圣经的真理,
they're no longer talking about the truth of the Bible.
可以接受的这些我们叫做 political correct.
Instead, they talk about
政治正确的道。
They talk about the messages that are politically correct.
所以，当传道人不再好好的讲解按照正义分解真理的道，这个整个的教会就怎么样垮台啊
When preachers are no longer teaching according to the truth of the Bible, then the church, the entire church will collapse.
也就是说，今天的讲台为的是取悦人，讲人喜欢听的，而没有讲什么神要你讲的。
Today's pulpit is giving messages that please people rather than pleasing God.
对，所以你现在看到的整个基督教的这个大环境。
So this is the overall environment of Christianity today.
是迅速的往下掉。
It's a very high speed downhill.
对，好，那现在这个第二个兽。
Now the second beast.
就跟这个第一个兽狼狈为奸。
Was doing cooperate with the first beast to do bad things.
好，他要证明自己是基督，对吧？
He wanted to prove that he was Christ.
那耶稣基督有一个很重要的神迹，证明他是神的儿子。
Jesus Christ had an important miracle to prove that he is the Son of God.
哪一件事情证明耶稣是神的儿子？
Which sign was that?
从死里复活。
He rose from dead.
这个是在圣经里面很重要的一个证据，说怎么能够证明耶稣是，诚如他所说的，我是神的儿子。
Jesus' resurrection is a critical proof evidence to prove that he is the Son of God.
你们的表情证明你们一片茫然。
Your expression shows that you don't quite understand.
罗马书第一章。
Let's look at Romans 1.
对，罗马书第一章。
Romans 1 says,
他说，第三节。
Romans 1:3.
第三、第四两节圣经哈，论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Romans 1:3-4. Concerning his son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord.
好，耶稣的从死里复活证明他是神的儿子。
Jesus' resurrection from the dead proves that he is the Son of God.
敌基督来了。
Now the Antichrist comes.
他要演谁的角色？
He wants to play the role of who?
耶稣的角色。
Of Jesus. He wants to play the role of Jesus.
犹太人不承认耶稣，却承认这一个。
The Jews don't acknowledge Jesus, but they acknowledge this person.
对吧？那现在圣经说。
Now the Bible says.
他有一天被头受了一个 fatal wound. 他有一个受伤。
One day he would have a fatal wound in his head.
对。然后这一个假先知呢，就大概把他送到医院医好了。
And this false prophet would send him to the hospital and be healed.
对，但是他却告诉人，他从死里复活了。
But he proclaimed to the world that the first beast actually rose from dead.
所以圣经是说得很清楚，他说他的头伤是医好的，不是死里复活。特别这样子说明。
So the Bible clearly states that the wound of the first beast's head was healed and cured, and not rose from death, not the resurrection from death.
圣经是很准确的，都说得很清楚，叫我们能够分辨什么是真的，什么是假的，都要根据神的话。
So the Bible is always very accurate, and it gives us discernment to understand what's real, what's wrong.
一方面是为他做了这么一个见证，说他是真的。
So on the one hand, the false prophet gave testimony to the.
那既然是真的，就要全世界的人都拜他，对吧？
So he, because this is real, that he wants the whole world to worship him.
他怎么让世界的人都拜他呢？
How did he make? How would he make the whole world worship him? 那下面那句话就很有意思了。
他说，他要给他做一个像。
He said he'll make an image.
对吧？十四节，十五节，又有权柄赐给他，叫兽像有生气，还能说话。
And it says in verse 15 that it was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast so that the image of the beast would even speak.
你们60年代活在中国大陆的人知道这件事。
Well, for those of you who live in the mainland China in the 60s would know, may have heard of this.
早请示，晚汇报。
So you need to report, you need to ask for kind of instructions in the morning and then in the evening you do report of everything that you
啊在不在不在你不在你还没有生
I won't tell you
文化大革命的时候每一个中
国人
要早请示晚汇报向谁啊
yeah, had to receive instructions in the morning and give reports in the evening to the image of Chairman Mao
你们一定知道
yeah.
所以你们经过那个日子
some of our sisters know and they've, yeah, they've been through those years
现在圣经说不久的将来
And the Bible says, in the near future, there will be someone who's going to be in, on the world stage.
有一个人要为他造一个像。
And someone else is going to make an image of this person.
这个像比毛像厉害，厉害在哪里？
That image is more powerful than Chairman Mao's image.
他有生气，能够说话，而且你没有跟他早请示晚汇报的话，脑袋搬家，对不对？
Because this image has breath.
要被杀害。
Yeah, it, this has breath and it can even speak. And if you don't do, you know, worship to him, he will can kill you.
变成全世界都可以这么干。
So the whole world will be doing that.
稍微想一想 ，how 有什么科技可以让这件事情变成真实？
So think about this. What kind of technology can make this
AI 的机器人，对不对
？So AI robot, right?、
啊、这件事情就是照着机器人才可能发生的嘛
？This can really be realized by AI robot technology.
叫做栩栩如生。
It's really like real.
它有生气，它可以看着你。
It kind of has.
它可以向你讲话。
It's lively. It can
对不对
look at you. It can talk to you.
你听它的话，它祝福你；你不听它的话，干掉你。
If you listen to him, he'll bless you, and if you don't listen to him, he'll kill you.
这必须是机器人。
That gotta be a robot.
现在办得到办不到？快要成功了。
Is this reality yet? Almost.
好，这是一个特点。
So this is one characteristic.
第二个特点,
the second one,
跟你的钞票有关系,
has to do with your money.
十六节,
verse 16.
他叫众人,无论大小,贫富,自主的,为奴的,在右手上或在额上怎么样?受一个印记。
And he causes all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the freemen and the slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand.
这个印记有什么讲究?
On their forehead. So, What's special about the sign?
除了受这个印记，有这个受的名或者受的数目，就不能做买卖。
So this next verse says, and if you don't have that mark, they cannot buy or sell.
所以你要做买卖，你就这里有一个东西，刷一下，这个钱就付了。
So if you wanted to buy or sell, you have something
你没有放在这里,
on your right,
你就要放在哪里?
right hand or on your forehead.
反正不是头额上就是右手上。
So either it's on the right hand or
现在这件事情办得到办不到?
Yeah.
已经是事实了。
Are you able to do that today?
在,
yes.
在哪个国家行得非常通顺? 啊
？What is？
中国还没有，中国是微信扫一扫，还
in which
还不是手上扫一扫或者脑袋上扫一扫。挪威现在在手上扫一扫就可以。挪威。
In Norway, actually, this is what's already doing.、
啊、放个晶片、啊。
They actually put a chip on your arm.
对不对？扫一扫，那所有这些都是有一个号码的嘛。
So all those chips have numbers.
你的微信可以扫，就是因为微信上有阁下的号码。
Well, in China, you can use the、WeChat to scan and buy and sell.
而这个钱叫做什么钱？啊，比特币。
So what kind of money is it called? Bitcoins and whatever digital.
Yeah. Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
对吧？好。今年在美国发生什么事？我说今年是了不起的一年，什么大事都在今年发生了。
I told you that this year is a very special year. Many major events occurred.
对，川普是今年一月上台的，对吧
？Trump came to be a president in January.
他一上台，一月二十三号就发布一个很重要的命令。
On January 23rd, he gave a command.
对，他就开始了这一个叫做数字货币的一群政府的重要财政部长啦，这个货币师啦，什么凡是跟钱币有关的，通通召集组织成一个组。
He formed a committee of a digital currency.
对。就开始要研究并发表一个 digital currency 的管理办法。
To research and publish on the management issues regarding digital currency.
这个国家的这个管理财政的这个单位就叫做这个项目叫做 Crypto 2.0，Crypto 2.0。
The project of this governing project is called Crypto 2.0.
对，所以，将来纸币有一天怎么样，就会消失，就以这个数字货币来代替。
So in the future, those paper currencies gonna disappear, and it's all gonna be replaced by digital currency.
好。那这是科技上达到的这个层次，现在完全变成可行，对吧
？This is a level that we can reach by technology, which is already realistic.
你现在只要有一个大的电脑系统，能够把全世界的人口都拢在这个大的系统里头，它可以知道每一个人都有什么一个号码。
As long as you have a massive computer system, you're able to gather all the people of the entire world into that system, each assigned a number.
那圣经说，到那一天的时候，那个控制的人是谁
？The Bible says someone who's controlling this will be
就是敌基督
Antichrist.
你拜他，你就活；
If、
你不拜他的话，
you live.
你死。然后
if you don't,
他说
you'll be killed.
如果没有这个号码
if you don't have that number,
你不能买也不能卖
you can neither buy nor sell.
那个代表什么
what does that represent?
你每天吃饭怎么样总得买吧、
so、you have to buy food every day, right? So I go to buy food every Monday.
所以你如果不能买也不能卖的话那只有找李琼，因为他重。
If you can't buy or sell, then go to see Sister Joan because she actually plants them.
对不对？你不能买，不能卖，你只有自己种啊。
So if you can't buy or sell, you have to grow your own produce.
这不是笑话，
That's、
听起来像笑话，
joke. It sounds like a joke, but this is really a fatal issue.
对不对
？Right?
你必须有这个号码。
You have to have this number.
你有这个号码，你就得听谁的话。
So in order to have this number, you have to listen to who.
早请示，晚汇报，要对那个人。
Your morning instructions and evening reports have to be given to this person.
对不对？所以 川普一上台就他自己我相信是不知道，起码这个世界的大洪流，他一上台第一件事情1月27号就组织了这一个数字货币的推行小组。
So I don't think Trump was aware of this, but as soon as he became the president on January 27th, he started to form this committee of digital currency.
今天是11月最后一天了啊。
Now it's the last day of November.
24号这个月。
In November 24th, on November 24th,
川普又发动一个东新的东西。
He Trump did something else.
在 AI 这件事情上。
It's related to AI.
他说要把美国所有的大公司，所有的美国各个的研究的这个研究机构17个，通通要所有的 data 都要统合起来，这个叫做 AI Genesis。
Trump said he wanted to
AI 创世纪。
Trump said he wanted to gather all the major companies and industrial companies and the research institutions to form an AI genesis.
都在网上说得清清楚楚。
These are all downloadable from the internet.
对，所以我说今年重要的年，就是所有的事情。
That's why I was saying this year
is important. 跟圣经有关，关于主耶稣再来。在今年全部怎么样？红母牛，啊
？Many things that's related to
大祭司
，the Jesus
祭司吹吹角，通通在今年全部发生了。
All of those things happened, like the red cow and the priest.
所以我刚开始的时候我说，今天我要再补两样东西上来，除了我上一次讲的那些照 sign 之外。今天有两样东西要补上来的，一个就是这个Bitcoin， 这就是数字货币，一个就是 Genesis AI， 所有的 AI。你知道美国有一个新的教会在加州出现，5年前。
I mentioned in the beginning of my sermon that I would have two pieces of supplemental information, and that those are digital currency and AI Genesis. So if you know that 5 years ago in the United States,
有一个加州的教会
there was a church in California
叫做 Church of AI.
The church's name is actually called the Church of AI.
他们这个教会神不是耶和华神，也不是耶稣，是谁？对，
this so-called church is their God is not Jesus or Jehovah God. It's actually their God is AI.
美国这种教会已经出来了。
There's also already such church in the United States.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters，
我们好像每天过日子都差不多哈。
We, you know, live our daily lives day after day. Seems to be exactly the same.
我做一个传道人。我不能就这么平平，就这么大家过，大家一起混日子过。No， 有大事正在我们眼前，你根本不知不觉的时候，通通一样，他都布置怎么样，布局布好了。
But I, as the preacher, I must not like just live a life that's not clear. There are so many major events that have been played out, and this scene is being set and arranged.
就是说在你们想不到的时候他就怎么样回来了。
The Lord said, when you are not anticipating it, he is
coming. 所以如果你要突破这个局，这是一个大的局，我们不注意的人都被这个局怎么样网罗在这个大网把你网住了。
This is such a huge setup. It's a net that captures all of us.
所以主耶稣才会说警醒。
So that's why
你不要糊里糊涂。
Jesus said you need to be alert.
伸着脖子让人家去砍了。
Don't be killed.
你必须警醒。
You gotta be alert.
对吧？警醒，你要知道什么是重要的，什么是不重要的。
And be alert to know what's important, what's not.
主耶稣对我们每一个人要求，他说你要做聪明的童女。
Jesus wants all of us to be
有没有啊？
The
十个童女， 有五个是聪明的，有五个是愚拙的，不是 IQ 的问题。
He wants all of us to be the wise virgins. So there are 10 virgins, 5 were wise, the 5 were foolish.
五个聪明的童女重要是什么？她主耶稣回来的时候就被提跟主耶稣在一起了。
Why would those five, how are those five wise virgins, you know, pan out? They, when Jesus came back, they are raptured and they were being with the master.
愚拙的童女呢?
But then the five foolish virgins,
耶稣说我不认识你，他被关在门外了。
Those maid servants, they were shut out of the door and Jesus said, I don't know you. So these are serious matters.
如果那一天你被关在门外，请问你要找彭东平算账吗？
So if on that day when you are shut out of the mouth, are you going to say, I want to ask Brother Pong? It'll be too late, I'll tell you.
他的要求就是有油，而且有多的油。
Jesus' command is that you have oil in your lamp stand. All of those ten, Virgins had lamp, had oil.
但是它的差别是油多跟油少。
Less oil in their lamp.
那那个油代表的是什么？
So what does the oil represent? It represents the Holy Spirit.
十个童女都有圣灵，但是有的人被圣灵充满，有的人体贴肉体，没有被圣灵充满。
All ten virgins had the Holy Spirit, but some were filled with the Holy Spirit. But others, they care about their flesh and they are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
保罗在以弗所书第五章说，不要做糊涂人。
Paul said in Ephesians 5, do not be foolish people.
对，下面一句呢，总要明白神的旨意，被圣灵充满。
You should always understand God's will and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这就是五个聪明童女的定义。
This is the definition of the wise virgin.
对，所以我把今天这篇道，等于是把这个2025年快要结束的时候，今年所有发生跟主再来有直接关系的这些兆头，一个，通通摆在每一个弟兄姊妹面前。
So now we're almost the end of 2025. Through this sermon, I am presenting all those important signs that's related to God, Jesus' second coming.
平常讲到在油管上讲到的时候，大概点击量都是在两三百人。可是那一篇2025年那篇信息，点击量超过500次。
My usual
就表示有人在听啊。
My sermons usually have like about 200 views, but that one about the description of special events of 2025, it had more than 500 views. So that means people are listening.
对，所以我盼望我今天讲的，等于说把上一次讲的再补充进去，让我们知道，就是今年发生的大事是都跟主耶稣圣经的预言是有直接关系的。
So what I'm preaching today is a supplement of what I talked about the last time. So all these major events and the signs are have to do with Jesus' second coming.
我的老师就是江守道。
My teacher, Brother Stephen Kong.
他离开世界的时候是107岁。
He died at the age of 107.
最后几年他讲到上讲台，他都讲不了多少话。
The last few years when he went on to the pulpit to preach,
但是大家都记得他讲的到的那个，他能够讲的是题目是什么
？But what he talked most about was "Are you ready?"
对，这是他讲台上常常提醒用
"Are you ready?" He kept on reminding brothers and sisters, "Are you ready?"
所以我想在这个时刻，我们还是每一个基督徒，不管你是坐在那个堂或者那个堂。
Every Christian,
我不管你在哪里，
wherever you sit,
你一定要把我讲的听进去。
You really need to take in what I said.
Am I ready? 我预备好了吗？
And ask yourself, am I ready?
对吧？这个是头等大事。
This is the first and foremost important thing.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
在这一个重要的一年快要结束的时候。
As we approach the end of this important year,
你无用的仆人把你给我们的这些重要的标记都提出来了。
Your useless servant is presenting all those important signs that you have given us.
人的话有限。
Man's words are limited.
但神的话要存到永远。
But God's word shall last forever.
我就向你祷告。
Lord, I pray to you.
求圣灵把你的话刻在我们每一个人的心上。
May the Holy Spirit really engrave your words onto our hearts.
叫我们每一个人做聪明的童女。
Let each one of us become a wise virgin.
叫每一个服侍的人都做一个忠心有见识的管家。
May every minister become a faithful and sensible servant.
主，我们就把所有教会的众弟兄姐妹一个一个放在你的面前。
I give each one of our brother and sister before you.
我们自己靠自己是没有办法。
We're not able to do anything by ourselves.
心有余力不足。
Even if we will, we're not able to.
我们需要圣灵来扶持我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to raise us up.
加力量给我们。
Empower us.
让我们紧紧跟随基督。
Let us follow you closely.
让我们好好活在教会的身体里头。
So I can live in the body of Christ.
有你保守的恩典与我们同在。
May the grace of your keeping be with us.
让心腹装饰整齐，等候新郎回来。
Let the bride be fully adorned and ready for the coming of our bridegroom.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们还有一首诗歌要唱。
We're going to sing another hymn.
Okay, 我们有首回应的诗歌。
So we have a response hymn.
主必再来，那啊，我让小林先弹一遍，然后我们等一会儿一起唱。一起来从头哈，我们全家迎嘉义，我们唱荣耀歌颂，是关乎主的应许，耶稣他